Pinkerton refused to divulge to Army finance officers the names of his operatives, listing them on expense reports by just their initials. He wanted his operation kept as secret as possible, believing rebel spies infested the Army, federal government, and city police force like rats. He continued to use his E.J. Allen pseudonym. But after a year and a half, that cover had grown thin, and it was widely known around town that E.J. Allen was Allen Pinkerton. He was enraged after a Washington paper finally unmasked him and told readers the detective went by the two names. Pinkerton believed a good detective could be a good spy. Kate Warren arrived to flit about as a Southern socialite in Washington and Georgetown to glean secessionist secrets at fancy balls and cultivate Southern ladies who spoke freely about husbands or boyfriends. At one party, she met a visiting Shakespearean actor named John Wilkes Booth. George Bangs was directed to finish up company work in Philadelphia and join Pinkerton in Washington, where he was soon venturing across rebel lines in disguise. Lewis and Bridgman were sent to Baltimore for 2 weeks and then were brought to Washington. Lewis shadowed suspected spies and saboteurs. Pinkerton also had his 15-year-old son, William, come to the Capitol. He gave the quick-witted boy scouting assignments and other odd jobs. William's younger brother, Robert, joined them later. The days became exhaustingly long for Pinkerton. He found an apartment at 404 E Street, but spent little time there, becoming quickly bogged down with paperwork managing his agents and with roaming the streets himself all hours of the day and night on operations. He told Bangs he had never worked so hard in his life. Too busy to write Joan, who remained in Chicago, he had an agency detective check on her occasionally. He found Washington not as pleasant as Cincinnati, he wrote a friend. Many of his detectives felt the same and became homesick. Bangs was quickly worked to exhaustion. It was obvious to Pinkerton that the war would continue for some time. He was determined to stick it out with McClellan, or at least until the federal government paid him enough to recoup the money he had invested in this Secret Service operation.